The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simen Tzadi Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of treating minor ailments and those who are ill on Shabbos. So one of the 39 melachas is tochein, grinding. During the times of the Gemara, the way people would make medicine would be by grinding herbs. Because Chazal did not want people to inadvertently come to violate this melacha min haTorah, they forbade most forms of medication on Shabbos if it is not being taken for a serious ailment. Now, obviously, if a situation is life-threatening, there's no question that a person could take medication or could violate any of the melachas of Shabbos. In fact, the next simen, Simen Tzadi Beis, deals with the halachas of a chola sheyesh bo sakana, someone who is ill in a life-threatening situation. But here we are dealing merely with minor ailments, that nothing drastic will happen if a person does not take the medication. Now today, that our methods of producing medicines have changed, we are still forbidden to take medication on Shabbos because we have a principle that once Chazal make a takana or a gzera, whenever there's an edict that was done by a Beis Din, even when the reasoning, the motivation for the original edict no longer applies, the halacha would still be binding. Consequently, even today, it is generally prohibited to take medication on Shabbos, except under those circumstances when Chazal permit it. So let's see the first halacha. Mi sheyesh lo mechush ba'alma, someone who has merely a minor ailment, v'hu mischazek v'holech kemo bari, and he has the strength and he's walking around like a healthy person. Aser lasis lo shum refuah, it is forbidden to do any form of healing for him on Shabbos. Afilo bedavar she'ein bo mishum melacha, even when we're discussing something that does not have any melacha associated with it. Vafilo losuch b'shemen bein ba'atzmo bein aidei acherim, even to merely smear his skin with oil, whether it's been done by the person himself or being done by others, it is prohibited. Vafilo aidei goy, and even to have a non-Jew do it, it is still Aser and Shabbos. So, as a more practical example, someone has a mild case of the sniffles. To take cold medicine on Shabbos would generally be prohibited. Although this halacha may seem somewhat overwhelming, the fact is there are many exceptions to the rule, and indeed the remainder of this simen is primarily exceptions and heterim of what circumstances under which one would be allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So let's see halacha beis. Kol acholim umashkin shehei maichol briyim, any food and drink which are eaten by healthy people, mutar la'achlan ulishtosan l'refuah, one would be allowed to eat and drink them for the sake of healing, afal pi shehem koshim liktsas devarim, even though they are making things harder in certain ways, umuchcha milsa dilrefuah aved, and it is evident that he is consuming them for the sake of refuah, afilo hachi shari, nevertheless it is permissible to consume them, v'kol she'eino maicho o mashkil abriyim, and anything that is not food or drink that is consumed by healthy people. Aser la'achlo v'lishtoso l'refuah, it is forbidden to eat and drink them for the sake of healing. And now he has some examples. He says, mutar la'achol srafim mitukim. He's allowed to eat or drink sweet fruit juice, v'ligmoa beitza chaya, and to consume a raw egg, kidei lahanim es hakol, in order to sweeten his voice. Ve'ein bo mishum refuah, kevin she'ein lo makeh begrono. This is not considered for the sake of refuah because he has no injury in his voice. Perhaps another practical example of derech briyim would be a person who has a sore throat. If he wants to drink hot tea with honey, it would be permissible for him to do so. Even though his intent is to alleviate his sore throat, nevertheless, since this is something that is also taken by healthy people, therefore it is mutter. The same thing would be true for someone who's constipated and wants to drink prune juice. It is mutter because that is something that is drunk by healthy people. A person who would want to calm his nervous state and wants to drink whiskey or wine, he would be allowed to do so. Similarly, if someone is suffering from insomnia and they want to drink an alcoholic drink in order to help them fall asleep, that's something which is normally consumed by healthy people, and therefore it is mutter. Halacha Gimel further clarifies this point of derech briyim. Sometimes the same item, when it is taken in one method, would be derech briyim. It's a manner in which healthy people take it, but if it is taken in a different manner, it is clearly being done for refuah purposes and it is forbidden. He says, Hachoshesh b'shinov b'meichosh ba'alma, someone who is suffering from a minor toothache. Ve'ein lo tsar gado, he's not in great pain. Lo yigma behen chometz o shar mashke l'refuah, v'yiflot es hamashke, he would not be permitted to take vinegar or some other liquid for medical purposes and then to spit it out. Ela migama ubolea, but rather he can put it in his mouth and swallow it. O tovu bol pas, or he could dip his bread into it. Va'ochal kidarko, and eat it in a normal fashion. But if he's going to spit it out, that makes it evident that he's not consuming it the way someone would consume it when it's not for medical purposes. V'chein hachoshesh begrono, the same thing is true if someone has a sore throat. Lo yareno be'eza mashka, they cannot gargle on any type of drink. Ela boleya, but they have to swallow it. V'im nisrapa nisrapa, and if through this they get healed, so then they'll get healed. It's still permissible because it's not obvious and evident that they're doing it for healing purposes. Halacha Dalet continues and qualifies the issue of derech briyim, and it points out that sometimes in one society a certain approach would be considered derech briyim, it's something that healthy people do, but yet in another society that same method is used only by sick people who are attempting to get a refuah. And therefore, the halacha would be is that we would have to follow the locale in which a person is living. He says, "Hachoshesh b'masnav ukedome," one who is suffering in his thighs and the like. The chemish yeshe chatatin berosho, or a person who has sores on his head. B'medinas elo, in these countries, kevin she'ein nogin losuch b'shemen ki im l'refuah, since it is not common practice to anoint oneself with oil unless they're doing it for medical purposes. Asur losuch b'shabbos, it would be forbidden for one to smear oil on themselves on Shabbos. Mishum demuchacha milsa dil refuah kaved, because it is evident that they are doing it for healing purposes. Now, a similar question might come up. Someone who has chapped lips or dry skin. Today, it is normal practice that people might smear oil or lotion on their skin or on their lips, even if they're not suffering from discomfort. Consequently, it would be permissible for someone who has chapped lips or dry skin to put oil on, because today, in our society, this would be considered derech briyim. Many of the ancient methods of healing are no longer practiced today, but nevertheless, these are brought down in the poskim, and therefore, what is listed in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch we will discuss. He says in Halacha Hey, Ha Goneach Mikeev Lev, someone who's suffering from heart problems, Sherufuasa Linok Bifiv Minoez, that the method of healing it is to drink milk directly from the udders of a goat, Mutter Lo Linok Bishabis, it would be permissible for him to drink the milk from the udders on Shabbos, Mishum Dianika Havi Mefarek Kelachiyad, because this is considered Mefarek, which is a tolder of dosh, when you are taking out a liquid from a salad. But although normally it's forbidden to milk an animal on Shabbos, if one does directly into a mouth, it would be considered Kelachiyad. It would be an abnormal way of doing it, and therefore it would only be forbidden on a rabbinic level. Umishim tzara dechali, and because of the distress of his ailments, lo gazer rabbanan, Chazal never forbade it, and therefore it should be mutter. Again, obviously this is a practice that people don't do today. Halacha vav. And now we are going to deal with the early precursor to the concept of a hot water bottle. He says, Hachoshesh b'meyav, one who is suffering from gastrointestinal ailments, Mutter liten aleihem kos, he would be allowed to put on it a cup, She'eru mimenu chamin, that the hot water was poured out from it, meaning the cup is still very warm, Afopi she'adayin yesh bo hevel, even though there is still steam in there. V'chein mutter lahachin begodim ulaniach alav, and it is similarly permissible to heat up garments and to put them on his stomach. In the Shmirah Shabbos Kehochasa, he writes that someone who's suffering from a minor gastrointestinal problem, they would not be allowed to fill a hot water bottle with hot water and to put it onto their stomach unless they are accustomed to often using a hot water bottle to warm up their bed, or that people in their society frequently do this, in which case it would not be evident that now it is being used for the purpose of healing, and would then be permissible to apply it to one's stomach. But otherwise, it would be forbidden to do so unless someone is a more serious chola, in which case it would be permitted. Halacha Zayin. Misha nogfa yodo o raglo, a person who got a cut in his hand or his foot, somsa b'yayin, he could soak it in wine, kidei lahamid hadam, in order to stop the bleeding, avolo b'chometz, but not in vinegar, mipnei shehu chazak, because it is too strong, v'yeshva mishum refuah, and this is what's done for medical purposes. V'imhu mi'unag, and if he has sensitive skin, af hayayin lo kemo hachometz, so the wine would also be like vinegar for him, v'asur, and it would be forbidden. V'imhu al gav hayad al gav haregel, and if it's the back of the hand or the back of the foot, o shenasa ayidei barzo, or the cut came about through iron, mutar lirapos b'kol davar, he'd be allowed to heal it in any manner. Now, once again, this is a situation where the medical approach has definitely changed, and today, if someone has a cut, there's no question that they should press something against it in order to stop the bleeding, and try to clean the cut to whatever degree they can. Halacha ches, yesh lo ezer mechush be'enov, a person who has a minor eye ailment, Lo yitin aleim rok tafel. He may not put on it saliva. He says in parentheses, perish. This means to say, rok shebefiv, saliva from his mouth, ba'od shelo tam klum, when he has not yet tasted anything. Demucha milsa de la refuah of it, because then it would be evident that what he is doing is for the purpose of healing. Avimisha eino yachol liftoach eina, but someone who can't open his eyes, mutar lalachlechon birok tafel, they would be allowed to moisten the eyes with saliva. Ki ein zos lerefuah, because this is not being done for the purpose of healing, elo liftoach hoinayim kamechavein, but rather he's intending merely to open his eyes. That's not considered a refuah process. Halacha tes. Misha mitzta'er mirov hamaychol she'ochal, one who is suffering because of the abundance of food that he ate, mutar letchov etzba'o letoch grono, he would be allowed to stick his finger into his throat, kidei she'yaki, in order that he would vomit. This is not considered a medical practice, so therefore it is mutter. Halacha yud. Maka she'ein basakana, a wound that is not dangerous. Lo yaniach ala ritia, one should not apply a medicated bandage to it. Afilo asa me'etmo, even if it was made before Shabbos. Because simply the act of applying a medicated bandage is essentially applying medicine. And since it is not a dangerous injury, one would not be allowed to do so on Shabbos. V'lo kol davar shehu mishum refuah, nor can one apply any substance which is therapeutic. Afilo oleh, even a leaf, o chatichas beged yavesh v'yashon, or an old dry piece of garment, shehu mirape gamkein, because this also heals. Avonosin allow ezadav l'shamra, but what he may do is to apply something to it so that it would protect it. Shelo tisaret, so it shouldn't be scratched. So, for example, to merely put a band-aid or a bandage onto a scrape, a cut, a wound, that would be permissible. Hoya allow b'tiyah me'etmo, if a person had a medicated bandage on there from the previous day, migalek tzasa, he would be allowed to expose part of the wound, umikaneach pi hamaka, and then clean that side of the wound, v'choze, and then he goes back and he covers the first side, umigalek tzasa hasheni umikanka, and then he uncovers the second side and he cleans that. Uretia atzma lo yikaneach, but he would not be allowed to clean the medicated bandage itself, mifnei shehu mimareach, because that would be smearing, because there's medicine on the bandage. Naflo haretia me algabi hamaka, algabi hakarka, if this medicated bandage falls off of the wound and onto the floor, lo yachsi rena, he would not be allowed to put it back. Nafla agabe kli, but let's say it fell onto a utensil, then yachsi rena, he would be permitted to put it back. V'im mitzta'a harbe, and if he's suffering great distress, mutar loma lego lahachsi rom, it would be permissible for him to ask a non-Jew to put it back for him. The Mishnah Berurah adds, not just that, but even if it was never put on before, if he's suffering a lot, he could have a non-Jew put it on for him. So, practically speaking, if someone has an injury which is not life-threatening, but they are suffering, they would be allowed to go and have a non-Jewish nurse or doctor or anyone else put on a medicated bandage on Shabbos, if the medicated bandage was already prepared from before Shabbos. Avo asur loma legoi, but one is not allowed to tell the non-Jew la'asos ritiyah b'Shabbos, to prepare the medicated bandage on Shabbos, ki meruach haritiyah hu issa d'raisa, because smearing the medication into the bandage is a Torah prohibition, v'asur afilo ayidei goi, and it is even forbidden to have a non-Jew do it, unless someone is bedridden, unless they are severely ill, in that case, we would permit Amir La'akum. But under other circumstances, we would not ask a non-Jew to do a melacha midiraisa on our behalf. Whenever we discuss issues of healing on Shabbos, it is critical to point out that since the methods of healing have changed so much over the years, and that there's so many details when it comes to medical halacha, it is critical that someone who has a practical question should consult their rav and their doctor to find out what is the right thing for them to do with their medical situation on Shabbos. But of course, we always have to emphasize that any time there's at all a danger to life, we certainly would violate Shabbos even on a Torah level in order to remove the danger.